Welcome to Friday, everybody. It's 10 minutes after 5, and we will take our responsibility to help you have a great morning very, very seriously. In doing so, yesterday I was flipping through the internet, all of it, by the way, and trying to find interesting stuff, you know, just interesting things for us to talk about here and there. And I came across a very popular science website. It's a website where they show you how to do interesting science experiments at home.
Uh-huh.
And it's from Russia.
It's from Russia.
It's hilarious, man. This guy, he comes on and he says, okay, we'll do experiment, okay? Everything good. You have fun.
He sounds like Boris Badenov.
Yeah, he is the classic Russian guy. He's big. He's burly. He looks like he barely graduated fifth grade, but the guy comes up with some great ideas.
Bathes in vodka?
Probably.
Yeah.
So the one that I was watching yesterday the most of was, today we have fun with dry ice, okay? And he shows how to make dry ice with, he shows how to make liquid nitrogen with dry ice and rubbing alcohol.
Sounds unsafe.
It's incredibly unsafe. And that's the reason I bring it up, is it was hilarious. This guy has...
Did he start himself on fire?
Almost. Okay. You know how when you deal with dry ice, typically they have the big, heavy science class, big, thick, black rubber gloves. I've seen you wearing those when you were getting ready to go out to dinner.
I have never dealt with dry ice in my life.
Really? Oh, yeah.
What have you done with dry ice?
I used to love playing with dry ice. It's awesome.
What?
What do you mean, what? Okay, first of all, you understand this. Anybody with kids, how did you not do this with your kids? You get dry ice, you get some colored water, you know, like you get water, mix a little food coloring in it, drop some dry ice in it. You got blue water, and this cool steam and mist comes out of the dry. That's fun.
I wouldn't even know where to buy dry ice. Where do you buy dry ice?
It's just frozen CO2. I'll get to that.
So why are Russians learning on the internet how to make dry ice? So, you know, when grandpa gets drunk, they can do home surgery, remove his kidneys, and sell them on the black market or something?
It could be, because here's one of the things he said. He said, okay, you don't have dry ice. I show you how to make dry ice. He took a pillowcase, put it over a fire extinguisher, all right, over the nozzle.
Uh-huh.
He says, you pull safety pin. Everybody know how to make unsafe the extinguisher. And then he empties the fire extinguisher into the pillowcase.
Uh-huh.
The result, the collection, is chunks of dry ice. It's frozen CO2.
Okay.
He says, okay, now you have dry ice. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, and you have a fire extinguisher that no longer works. Brilliant. Then the point was, though, when you handle dry ice, it's extremely cold. It will damage your skin.
Right.
You're supposed to use these heavy rubberized gloves.
Right.
He's not. He's using these canvas gardening gloves. He says, make sure you safety first. You wear goggles. And he puts on goggles and he says, you must have gloves. And he's handling the dry ice with these gloves. And you can see the more he does it, the gloves are getting wet. And at one point he goes, this is very cold. It's starting to sting just a little bit. And he continues to do this experiment. It was hilarious. Dude, it was absolutely hilarious. The experiments were lackluster. All right. I mean, not all of them were cool, but he took dry ice, put it in a glass, filled the glass with rubbing alcohol. You must use 80% alcohol. And I'm thinking, what, just to wake up?
Was he like the Galloping Gourmet? Did he take a few swigs as he was doing his experiments?
Little for experiment,
yeah.
Little for scientist.
Yeah.
Oh, heck, more for scientist. He puts rubbing alcohol in a glass with dry ice, stirs it. You must stir with glass. Stirs it up and then puts things in it. And it's like dipping stuff in liquid nitrogen. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Then the other thing, and I know I'm going off on a tangent because this was really funny. Then, and this is dumb, you don't do this. He broke up dry ice, put it into a plastic container, like a 2-liter bottle with a big opening, like a Gatorade bottle.
Uh-huh.
All right. Puts it in there, fills it with water, shakes it up, and leaves it on the counter. Is this going to be great fun? And he leaves the room.
It explodes, of course.
No, it doesn't explode. You see the tape rolling. He comes back and he goes, maybe there is a problem. And he starts to unscrew it. Boom!
Sort of like the coyote in the Roadrunner cartoons.
I absolutely died laughing. I'm going, well, you know, do we really have to worry about these people? However, think about it. If that's the kids' science program on TV, these are some tough people. Hey, look, Johnny blew a finger. You learn better next time, don't you?
Seems obvious to me that he was filming in someone else's house that he broke into. You wouldn't do this in your own home, right?
Well, and that's the other thing. They would show scenes of the location, and it was run down and kind of looked like a...
I mean, we've had shows like this on cable access here in America, haven't we?
You know, and that brings me to the other thing. That's exactly where I was going with this. How about a cable access channel for the morning show?
You really want cameras in here? Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't want
yes,
cameras.
Yes, we
in
do.
Here.
No, we should.
No.
Listen, you got to think big. You got to think beyond the scope of what we're doing. We got to continue to push. We can't settle.
Then we have to shave and we have to wear pants and we have, you know, come on.
Well, no. It could look, half the newscasters. We're watching Newsline 9 now.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, the newscasters sitting behind the desk, they're not wearing pants.
Even the women?
Women never wear pants. They're like, she might be wearing a dress. I bet you she's wearing yoga pants. You know?
I've heard that. I've heard that they wear shorts, especially in the summertime, because, you know, those lights are hot, you know? Yeah.
So that's that. There it is. So if you want some entertainment, go online, do a search for the Russian science experiments, and you will have hours upon hours.
Kids, don't do this at home.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming back.
We got our second dog recently. We got Susie, little Boston Terrier. We got her because we had our first dog, Muggsy, and we thought Muggsy was lonely, so we thought we should get him a friend, but we didn't want to pay for it, so we went to the doggy shelter. Have you ever been there? That's basically a jail for dogs. I didn't know that. And that's a bad idea because you have a kid and your kid needs a playmate. You don't go down the local penitentiary. Yeah, bail out an inmate, right? And then get all upset when the inmate makes a shank out of Legos and shanks your kid. You wouldn't do that. The analogy being Susie ate Muggsy's chew treat. That's the same thing for a dog. It's like being shanked. Real send a message type, you know. Real. This is how crazy she is. I would have brought home less emotional baggage into our house if I would have brought home a Waffle House waitress to play with Muggsy. That's how crazy Susie is. It's like having a Waffle House waitress, except Susie doesn't ash menthol cigarettes into my eggs in the morning. Besides that, it's the same thing, folks.
The news, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
You know, Stevie Ray Vaughan did a song, The Sky is Crying, and it's all about, kind of what's happening today. It's going to be wet and icky, but let's get an official forecast with our friend, Mr. Justin Lowe of Newsline 9. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Wet and icky, is that what you say?
Well, I like to use official meteorological terms when I'm talking about the weather.
Yeah,
wet, icky, those are terms
well,
I like
yeah,
to use.
When it's gray and it's damp, I suppose you could say it's icky. But, I'm not all that... I'm not all that down on the rain most times because just... need it for things to grow. I'd rather have a little extra rain than have a drought.
Would you
the way
say?
I usually look at it.
Would you say overall you're down with it?
I'm down with the rain today. Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I have plenty of things to do inside as well.